Some of you might be searching. Some of you are looking. Some of you are inquiring. Today, you can find the pearl of great price. But I want to tell you something else. Some of you perhaps clinging into your self-righteousness. Some of you probably clinging into the few good things that you did in life, hoping, putting hope against hope, that this is going to help you in the end to make it to heaven. Some of you perhaps have placed your hope on family genealogy. Or some of you may be trying so desperately to hold onto your goodness. Some of you might be trusting in your idea of who God is, what He should be like, what should He do, how should He treat you. And you have created in your mind a God in your own image, a God that you want, a God that you like, a God that you think should be the God. But today, you can let go of all this because you're going to discover the priceless pearl, Jesus Christ.
Hello and welcome to Leading the Way with pastor and international Bible teacher, Dr. Michael Youssef. Recently, Dr. Youssef challenged the congregation at his church to reach out. He challenged each member to walk across the street or walk down the hall at work and invite people who are not connected to Christ or to a local church to visit the Church of the Apostles. For several weeks, Dr. Youssef focused his messages on bringing people face to face with the reality of Christ, with the salvation that Jesus Christ offers. Today's program includes one of those messages, revealing how finding Christ is priceless. With a message he's called The Pearl of Great Price, here's Dr. Michael Youssef.
In our culture today, someone said that it is very acceptable to talk about different religions. You can talk about personal spirituality. You can talk about addiction. You can talk about affairs. You can talk about neurosis even. And it seemed to be acceptable. But mention the name of Jesus and it's a taboo in our culture today. And yet, by the same token, there are millions of people in our society, in our culture, who are searching for something that can bring them a peace of mind that only Jesus can give. Many travel long distances looking for Eastern mysticism to get some help. Many have spent hours searching on the internet looking for some group or teaching that would quench their thirst for peace and contentment. Many others read all sorts of books written by gurus, suppose or claim that it's going to give them that peace, that elusive peace that they're looking for, that inner contentment they're desperate for. I have good news for you today. I have great news for you today. Today, your search can be over. Today, your quest can be answered. Today, your restlessness can be settled. Today, your seeking can be found. Today, your inquiring mind can find its answer. As a matter of fact, Jesus tells us and it gives us an illustration 2,000 years ago about somebody like that, searching. It's a story. It's an illustration. Once this searcher found it, he was happy to trade everything for it, give up everything for it. I want to read it to you. It's a very short two verses in the Bible where Jesus gives this illustration. Some people call it parable, but it's what it is. It's an illustration, and it's found in Matthew chapter 13, verses 45 and 46. Here it is. Again, he's saying, the kingdom of God is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found the one of great value, he went away, sold everything, and bought that one, that priceless pearl of great price. What is Jesus saying? As I said, he's giving us an illustration because this man in this illustration, in this story, represents everyone who's seeking after salvation for their soul and their life. This merchant represents everyone who is searching for meaning in life. everyone who is searching for rest to the restless soul. This merchant represents everyone who is searching for assurance that their sins are forgiven. This merchant represents everyone who is searching for the release from guilt and pain in life. He's representing everyone who is searching for the truth, everyone who is looking for the assurance of eternal life in heaven. Now, there are two things that I need to tell you about pearls. Probably some of you sitting here in the 21st century, and they say, a pearl is a passé. It's diamond, Michael. I understand. But you've got to understand, Jesus was talking 2,000 years ago to a Jewish audience. And he was using that illustration of something from everyday life at that time. He was speaking language they knew about it. The first thing you need to know about pearls, back then, it was the most precious commodity. Not one of, but the most precious commodity. Even more than diamond today in our language. It was the most highly valued gemstone. And the reason for this is because diving for pearls or diving for the oysters that contain the pearls was an extremely hazardous exercise. There were many people who have lost their lives diving for these pearls. In fact, there are many, many others have literally ruined their health diving for these oysters that contain beautiful pearls. Both the beauty and the scarcity of the pearl made it to be an extremely valuable thing. Pearls were so highly prized. Pearls often got people to take all of their net worth, all of their money, all of their possessions, and convert it into one expensive, priceless pearl. Now, those of you guys who are in the investment business, I know you're not going to like this because you love diversification of your portfolio. But there was no diversification of portfolio back then. All they wanted, that one priceless pearl. They were willing to invest all they have in that one. And the reason was because when they get this expensive pearl, they're able to hide it. They're able to hide it from the tax man. They're able to hide it from robbers. Or both. Some people might think they were both one and the same. I'm not getting into politics now. How? But you take this one, you take your entire net worth, and you can hide it in your clothes and nobody will know it. That's how it was thought of back then. And the ancient Talmud, the Jewish tradition, it's a book, not the Old Testament, it's a Talmud. It speaks of the pearl that is being of beyond price. So the Jewish audience who are listening to Jesus, they know what he's talking about. You see, ancient Egyptians and Romans, they held pearl as such high regard that they literally worshipped pearls. Did you know that? It was said of the wife of the Roman Emperor Caligula that she often wore a vast fortune of pearls in her hair and her ears and her neck and her wrists and her fingers. Cleopatra, you may have read this in history, reputedly have owned two of the most expensive pearls in the whole world back then. As a matter of fact, one time she was trying to impress her boyfriend, Mark Antony. They said that she dropped one in vinegar and drank it. Didn't help her. But there's a second thing you need to know about pearl in order to understand the power of this illustration of what Jesus is trying to tell us. You've got to understand the second thing about pearl is it is the only gem that is produced out of a living organism. The only one. Diamond is not. Gold is not, silver is not, precious stones are not. A pearl becomes so precious because of the suffering and the injury that takes place inside that oyster. First, you get in a grain of sand, and that grain of sand keeps on grinding, keeps on grinding, and keeps on grinding, and keeps on grinding. And keeps on grinding until that pearl becomes so beautiful to look at. Now, there are several reasons why Jesus is giving us this illustration of the vital importance for every human being on the face of the earth to understand Because that priceless pearl is no other than the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. It was on the cruel Roman cross that the only perfect God-man who ever lived suffered, bled, and died and was buried, and then He rose again on the third day. It is only through His suffering and through the grinding of His death on the cross and the resurrection that anyone who receives Him receives the greatest priceless pearl, the salvation of their soul. Only through the acceptance of His death upon that cross as a payment for your sin and my sin can we find the most priceless thing in life. Nothing can be compared with it. Only through the priceless pearl of the suffering of Jesus on the cross can we truly be assured of heaven. Can we find forgiveness of sins? Can we truly be free from guilt and pain and life? It's only through the grinding of that cross where the Son of God hung can we truly find peace of mind, true security, true identity, and true rest for our restless souls. As a matter of fact, 2 Corinthians 4:7 describes Jesus as treasure in jars of clay. Ephesians describe Him as unsearchable riches. And when you and I see some impressive diamond stone, those of you who have visited the Tower of London and you saw the crown jewels, and that big chunk of stone there, I mean, when we see an engagement ring that is so impressive, and every young woman wants you to look at that and wants you to say, wow, right? But the Bible described Jesus as the precious stone, the stone that is not cut with hands, the stone of God, the stone of stumbling, the cornerstone, the stone that only foolish people would reject. Jesus Christ is no ordinary pearl. He is a priceless pearl. He is the pearl beyond price. He is the pearl beyond description. He is priceless. Why? Because in Him and Him alone, you can find your eternal security. Security that you cannot find in money. Security that you cannot find in gold and silver that everybody's trying to sell you. A security that you cannot find in religious activities. Securities that you cannot find in religious rituals. Securities that you cannot find in any of the world's religions. Security that you cannot find in following some religious guru somewhere or some of their sacred books. Only in Jesus, the priceless pearl, can you find true security, both here and now and for eternity. Jesus said that this pearl merchant, he was searching. Probably traveled long distance, probably was looking, like just like some people in our culture are traveling all over the world, looking, searching, looking, searching, looking, searching. Nothing satisfied him, and nothing fulfilled him, nothing assured him of salvation, nothing contented him. Ah, but when he found the one and only priceless pearl, Jesus Christ Himself, then he found everything, everything. Beloved, some of you might be searching. Some of you are looking. Some of you are inquiring. Today, you can find the pearl of great price. But I want to tell you something else. Some of you perhaps clinging into your self-righteousness. Some of you probably clinging into the few good things that you did in life, hoping, putting hope against hope, that this is going to help you in the end to make it to heaven. Some of you perhaps have placed your hope on family genealogy. Or some of you may be trying so desperately to hold onto your goodness. Some of you may be trusting in your idea of who God is, what He should be like, what should He do, how should He treat you. And you have created in your mind a God in your own image, a God that you want, a God that you like, a God that you think should be the God. But today, you can let go of all this. Because you're going to discover the priceless pearl, Jesus Christ.
God-man who died on a cross for you. Now, these are the things that the merchant in the story, when you transliterate this illustration to life, he had to give up everything. He said he went out and sold everything. He gave up everything. He surrendered all things. He auctioned them all off. He disposed of them. Why? Because in comparison to the pearl of great price, the Lord Jesus Christ, they are worthless. They are not worth much. They are all the things that could never save you eternally. These things will never take you to heaven. None of your good work is able to give you true peace of mind. Only Jesus Christ can give it to you as a gift. Will you receive it today? Will you receive it today? But then somebody may have read this illustration or heard me read this illustration and says, so you're trying to tell me that I can buy my salvation. That means, you know, there's a transaction involved here. No. Not with all the wealth of the world. Nobody can buy salvation. It's priceless. Nobody can buy it. It's just an illustration. It illustrates the absolute necessity of believing that Jesus alone can save you eternally. Here's what he's telling us. He's telling us that when you receive Jesus Christ as your only Savior and Lord, that priceless pearl, all of the things that you clung into, all of the things that you thought were important, they go on sale. When you discover Jesus and discover His love for you and His willingness to forgive your sins and His gift of eternal life, all these things will be like iron and stone and metal. They are nothing in comparison to that pearl of great price. In fact, that priceless pearl can only be yours by faith and by faith alone. Did you know that faith has three elements in it? Faith has three elements in it. There is the intellectual element of faith. That is the element of the mind, in which you recognize the truth to be in Jesus and in Jesus alone. He's the only one who can take you to heaven. Then there is the emotional element, that is the element of the heart, in which you'll find yourself being drawn. We are drawn to what your mind has already recognized to be the truth. Then there is the third element, it's the element of volition, that is the element of the will, in which you actually make a commitment to Him, to receive Him, to repent of your sins, and to receive Him as your Savior and Lord, because you have discovered the pearl of great price. You see, this is why the Bible teaches that salvation is an individual salvation. Don't believe anybody who tells you that there is collective salvation. That is absolutely a lie from the pit of hell. There's no such thing as collective salvation. It's only individual salvation. It's your decision, individually. This is not because we're an individualistic society. This is what the Bible teaches, and the Bible is very Jewish. It's an individual decision. You have to come to this conclusion yourself. To be sure, if you read the Bible, you'll understand that God is involved in all the three elements of faith. He's involved. He's speaking to your mind. He's drawing you. He's wooing you and drawing you emotionally. God is the one who's leading you and directing you. He's the one who's opening your internal set of eyes to realize that you're desperate for salvation from His hand. He is the one who's leading you to discover that pearl of great price. He is the one who's helping you to see your desperate need for Him. Would you respond? Would you respond to His leading? Will you hear His voice? You see, that merchant of great pearls had to come to that conclusion himself, by himself. He did not form a co-op to go and buy the pearl. He did not form a mutual fund so that everybody can get a piece of the action. He couldn't. He did not organize a company so he could start selling shares. No. It's an individual thing. It's your decision. He personally came to recognize and receive that priceless pearl to be the best ever decision of his life. Just as you individually have to make that decision. What decision? That only Christ can meet and satisfy your deepest longing. When Christ comes into your life, all the other stuff would just be nothing in comparison. And here's the great news. Here's the great news. I have never, ever, 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 ever seen anyone who have received the pearl, that priceless pearl, the pearl of great price, Jesus Christ, into their life. I've never seen one had a buyer's remorse. I've never seen one says, man, did I do the right thing? I better take that pearl back and I get all my junk again. Give me my rubbish back. No, 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 no. It doesn't happen this way. Like this man, all who receive Jesus Christ as their only Savior and Lord prize their salvation, treasure their salvation. They will not give anything for that salvation, not even life itself. Nothing else in life or death can be compared to that priceless pearl, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, only you, through the power of your Holy Spirit, know the need of every single individual who's at the sound of my voice. And Father, there are no accidents when it comes to your sovereign plan. Everyone here is with an appointment, a divine appointment, to hear the message of the gospel. And so I pray in Jesus' name that today will be a day of decision. Today will be a day of receiving that pearl of great price. Father, I pray for the believers who have taken for granted the pearl of great price, that have allowed the worries of this world and the problems of life to cloud their vision of who He is, that we would have a fresh vision of Jesus. We pray that in His name. Amen and amen and amen.
You're listening to Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef. Hey, if you're a regular listener to Leading the Way and you've been blessed by his teaching ministry, how about partnering with us in a special way so that others can be blessed as well? You can do so by becoming a monthly fellowship partner. These are the people who commit to pray and to contribute financially on a regular basis. Call 1-800-337-5323. Or go online to leadingtheway.org. Right there, you can learn more about how you can partner with this ministry. In fact, if you're a brand new monthly fellowship partner, Dr. Youssef would like to send you a copy of Michael Youssef's Most Requested, Volume 9, as his gift. This is a collection of messages that had the greatest impact on you, our listeners, in the year 2012. Some of the messages in the collection are The Day God Wept, Reflections on September the 11th and Other World Events, The Sin of Removing Landmarks, Challenges to Learn from Your Past, and several parts of the powerful series, Freedom from Fear. These are all powerful messages that have touched lives deeply, so add them to your collection. Share them with a friend. Here's our number again, toll-free, 1-800-337-5323. And, of course, online, leadingtheway.org. Well, be sure to join us again next time for another message from Dr. Michael Youssef as he passionately proclaims uncompromising truth right here on Leading the Way.
For all our monthly fellowship partners, I want to thank you from the depths of my heart. I know that as we partner together, you see, God is looking for the committed few. And He honored the woman who gave her all, although it was small. So the amount is not important. Your heart and your commitment and your willingness to stand with me, that's really what matters. So I want to thank you from the depth of my heart for standing with me, and I pray that you'll stand with me in the years to come. God bless.
Leading the Way is furnished by Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef.